The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from, well, my brand new hell in 2016. This is the Reverend Rory Dowd with the worst little podcast in the world. My good man, Mr. Nick Ramirez, is here.
What up?
Chewy is still home for the holidays.
Yo.
In the studio, we've got Dogwater Dick and Michelle Bell. But even better than that, we've got Quentin here and Wizard Colors.
Wizard Colors.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
What's up, bro?
I'm just going to right now, at the beginning of the show, give up any and all semblance of control of this roller coaster.
Fair enough.
Between
who's driving this
later,
thing?
Rory.
Yeah, we're gonna
between
rail
Rick
things.
And Jen. I'm yeah, yeah.
I don't, what are you saying about me?
Nothing. You couldn't find my soda.
No, thank you.
You get
I brought
beer?
It inside.
Oh, I think it's on the. It's right next to the front door where the window is by the front door. I saw a soda sitting there on the antique wood. Thanks, ass.
No. I set that down to roll
sure,
a cigarette
I'm
and it was dry. And then I took it in the garage.
Just look if it's downstairs in the window box, it was on the antique
well,
wood.
Well, I guess I'm just taking the whiskey straight this week.
Pulling back the curtains. Right at the front of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy
yeah,
New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, Chewy, how are you doing, buddy?
Great.
How's sports?
Fucking great. Good as
your,
always.
Your sports teams are doing well?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. My fantasy football team just won the championship, $400 in my
pocket.
2 years in a row.
Oh, shit.
Good job, Chewy. Yeah.
So, are you really...
If it weren't for you, we'd all be fags.
It is.
Is
mean,
it
a lot
part
of,
skill?
A lot of luck involved, but you got to look at the matchups and pick the right players each week, and I just happened to be lucky enough where the other guy's team didn't fuck up as bad as mine did.
Where do the Wizards come into play?
The Wizards?
In fantasy football.
They're probably great.
I believe
that would be the player characters.
Wizards?
Okay. No, Wizards?
Basketball.
I just don't understand the fantasy part.
The Washington fantasy Wizards.
Is it like D&D?
I don't,
yeah.
I don't see any
yeah.
magic.
It's a lot different than D&D, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw,
you don't win money at the end of D&D.
Yeah.
No.
You should.
D&D people who don't like sports always accuse us of being D&D types.
Oh, really?
And I believe it's just as nerdy. But not nearly the same.
Less funny voices.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would play fantasy football.
A lot of texting and trash talking. Yeah.
If what?
Silly voices. If there were silly voices.
Yeah.
You could do that.
You could do it if you wanted, but it's not
so,
the same.
2 years in a row, I've won $400, and now I can play for the next 6 years and not even
I cast
be ahead.
Spiral Hail Mary.
Okay, you can't
congratulations.
Play. Stay you. Out of my league.
I hit a homer to get 3 goals.
This is actually what it's like to role play with Rory. There's less leather.
Wizards colors.
I wear less leather.
Never picks like a masculine character.
Is it wizard colors?
Wizard.
Wizard
colors.
Wizard colors.
Color.
Okay, wizard. And
do you play?
Yeah, Jen. You know you.
Or D&D games.
I not yet. Since middle school.
Okay.
And only the one time.
Jen Scafidi of Wizard Colors here, speaking to us live. You've given me a lot of, how would I put it, crap over the years for indulging in, I believe, both faggotry and gay assery.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like to point out that Wizard Colors, really kind of gay. Especially, is it a Harry Potter reference?
It is not Harry Potter.
Jen's a girl.
It's a Felix reference, so it's gayer.
It's because the power
is way gayer.
Hey, Felix Danger gets it.
But
ding.
I think that their amps are powered by the sand from an evil wizard's hourglass.
Ooh, oh, I like
so
it.
So true.
So totally.
That's why.
That's not gay at all.
No.
No.
It's actually kind of tough.
Yeah.
It's
science.
No. No, it isn't. Wizard
it's science.
Colors.
This is what you're going to do tonight? You're going to try to make yourself feel bigger by putting down our ambient black metal intro band?
No, that's just...
Material.
That's
ambient
the,
black metal intro.
That's the beginning
that's
of every show.
This is the beginning of every show. I diss the guest, and then, wow, you impressed me.
Oh,
so
I'm
you guys
sorry.
Actually see, I'm just peeling back the cover.
We were going to cover fat let bottom just, girls and everything.
Let me just explain to the audience how the show effing works here. Thanks. Thanks.
Sorry, I don't listen to the show.
Rory tries to out wizard people again. To start off with, and then it gets better.
And we're back.
That's one. Hey, all right. Hey, Nick, how was your New Year's? How did you ring it in?
It was pretty fantastic.
I was on my way to meet you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what happened is you get off work. Great. I got a half day that day. It was nice. Got up early. Get some things done. I'm getting ready. I cooked a chili, penultimate chili. I was like, oh, a couple of people are going to show up, right? And then... Of course, a couple of my friends called. Yeah, we're not going to be able to make it, dude. I've got all this work and stuff.
On New Year's
okay.
Eve?
Okay. Yeah. That's all right. Made this killer pot of chili, like, most heartiest, awesome thing. And then we bought snacks and champagne, and we were getting ready. And me and Mikey went over to Foxy for a little bit after we had some shots, you know, like at 5 o'clock or whatever.
Right.
And then 6 something, we went over to Foxy. And he got back. And a couple more shots and whatever. And then I woke up at like midnight with fireworks going on over my head. I was like, what is going on? And I thought it was bombs going off. And then Mikey's like, yeah, we fell asleep. Well, shit.
Well, hey, so at least the fireworks woke you up.
I think one person did call to get let in to go on the roof, but I didn't ever answer
you never
the
saw him?
Phone, and yeah. I didn't recognize the number. So whoever you are out there, I'm sorry.
I drove in.
Well, I, you know, I'm glad then that I didn't make it over. I was on my way to meet up with you.
What happened?
I had stopped in at the lovely and talented Todd Imus's 40th birthday party.
Aww.
At the Wonder Bar. Mm-hmm. With karaoke and
ooh, nice.
The Adam Anderson and yeah, it was. Adam was backup singer on every single karaoke song that everybody
well,
wanted
be.
To sing.
Good times.
Well, if it wasn't him, it was Todd, of course. There was good times to be had there. We started on our way over to meet you. Mm-hmm. And as we passed the chaise, where we were totally not going to stop in to warm up and have a shot, mm-hmm. A bunch of thespians were hanging out on the street.
That sounds hot.
In front of, yeah,
good
thespians in front of Good Luck Macbeth.
I love lesbians.
And they waylaid us, and the next thing you know, it's 11:30.
They did
and we
what
popped.
To you?
Rory got laid by
waylaid us. Yes. Thank you.
Sexually.
Waylaid. Waylaid by thespians. My girlfriend and I. Yeah, that happened to us both.
And I'm the one who's gay?
It was excellent. No, well, they said, hey, don't go in there. Come in here. We have all this free booze we bought. You should drink some of it. So then it was 11:45, and I didn't think that we could make it to the artist lofts in time.
Did you see the fireworks?
Yes. We all ran out into the middle of the street dangerously.
Nice.
It was excellent.
Well, you two, did you see the fireworks?
Yeah, we were at our house. We went in the backyard. There's a bunch of trees between us and downtown, but we could still see.
What about
except
you?
There was flashing lights.
Could you see them from here, Rick?
I was not here. I was at with a group of friends on Wells Avenue barbecuing. So I could see them, but there was a building in the way. We kept thinking if we just burn down that building, next year's fireworks will be way better.
Or you could just go on the other side of the building.
Yeah, well.
Did your daughter stay up, Chewy?
No, she stayed up till like 9:30. We
about,
were at my sister's house, and we let her stay up
Riku was
until she started.
Riku was with her mom that night. Mm-hmm. They evidently stayed up watching all the Thor movies and reading comic books.
Nice.
And getting her all hyped up on sugar.
Michelle Bell, did you see the fireworks?
I was in Chicago for their first annual Chi-Town Rising celebration.
Rad.
Cool.
Yeah, that sounds
badass fireworks.
Awesome. Chicago's a badass place to be at New Year's.
If you're going to talk that much, you should come to the mic.
They're competing with, like, Times Square, so instead of the ball dropping.
I'm not sure what's going on right now.
Rory's being a dick to Michelle.
That's a great story, Michelle.
You are an asshole.
She's an intern.
They had this huge star this rising up and then a bunch of fireworks. It was really cool.
Golden shower
rad.
Action?
Yeah, and then that.
Oh, my God. This place has everything.
Chicago sounds amazing.
Quentin, what did you do New Year's?
Mine was really boring. I literally just watched the timer, not even The New York one. I just
like the one on the microwave.
Timer.
Your clock.
I'm just like, oh, there we go. All right, time to go to bed.
You need to do drugs.
You're doing it right.
You're the sensible old man in the room.
Jesus.
And what about Wizard Colors? Were you?
Yeah. Are you in Wizard Colors?
Were you?
Why are you here?
Sorcering.
What? No.
Were you sorcering?
We were fighting a dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
sorcery.
Yeah, and then there was what? A time travel incident
in Carson City.
Also, yeah. Bear wow. attack.
Bear threat.
Did you get to kiss at midnight with all this action happening?
Yeah, bears will stop for smooches.
There's time nice. Stopping spells.
No, Jim Wandsworth and his wife were in town, so they came over and we made a Stouffer's macaroni and cheese and lit ground blooms in the backyard, and it was lovely.
Good, good man, that Jim Wandsworth.
Nice.
I haven't Definitely. Seen him in years, but yeah, I enjoyed your odd pictures of him on the internet.
Doesn't he look super intense?
He looks super murderous.
He's like, a Viking.
He's not murdery at all anymore.
No, but he looks like he could
anymore.
Yeah, no, when I knew Jim, we were both pretty psychotic.
I thought you were about to see, just leave it at pretty.
Well, we were and are. That's a fine looking man there.
It got weird.
You do both look like Bond
he
villains.
He started it. Look like what?
Bond villains.
Bond villains. Okay, I can roll with that.
You're my favorite.
Rather be a Sith than a Jedi any day.
And you two are together. Is this right?
Like, oh, yeah. Let's introduce Carson Cessna here.
Hi. That's me.
Carson from What's Carson. Up? How ironic is that?
Oh, I have never heard that.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Carson Jesus in Carson, Christ. If you want to.
Not Carson from Carson.
Yeah, no,
from
you're in Reno now.
You're not
now,
from Carson.
Yes. Yeah. That's correct.
Can I get a golden shower? So, no.
Did you move you to Carson
want me
because
to pee
your
on
name
you?
Was Carson?
Yeah, no, you're in Reno.
This show's getting weird.
Sorry.
Where's the train sample?
So when you're at home together, because you live together, right?
We do not.
No.
Oh, you do not live together. No. So you have to go to band practice to see each other and hang out?
Yeah, or laundry day.
Laundry day.
And do your neighbors...
And how late do you stay up on an average evening?
Like 9:30.
About right.
So you'll be falling asleep on the drive home to Carson after this show.
Maybe we had some of Rick's coffee, though. So we'll be up till tomorrow.
Just don't put on crazy ambient music that makes you fall asleep on the way home.
No.
Play like...
Like punk rock?
Yeah, something fast.
Yeah.
They might be giants.
The subtext is don't listen to our music while driving, I think.
Or ever, really, I think is what we're
I think
here
that
to
was
say.
Said about your music before.
Well, all right.
That
right,
was
right?
5 years
all right,
ago.
Yeah. Yeah. This is now the second time your music has been brought up. Let's hear some of it.
You want us to go play some
stuff
right now?
Yeah, go play some music right now.
Okay, Quentin, have you ever heard Noise Night stuff?
Are you aware of Noise Night?
I heard some downstairs.
Okay, so that's your only... Okay, now this is the part where we meditate. I went to a noise night once, and it's like meditation, but incredibly loud. It's like, imagine the meditation was really loud.
Sounds beautiful.
So, less like Fantomas?
Yeah, because Fantomas is too sketchy. It's like sketched
frenetic
out.
And schizoid,
exactly, like you can't... There's no. This is just meant to be sit back. At noise nights, the audience sometimes literally lays on the ground. And lets the sound flow over them.
Maybe high on drugs or
See,
something.
See, I've heard Noise Nights was much more chaotic and Fantomas-y.
I bet it can be. Every artist is different.
Yeah.
But Jen and Carson's stuff that I've experienced so far, this is totally meditation time. I think they're probably going to do like a 10-minute piece. So if you're listening to the podcast, feel free to fast forward 10 minutes.
Or feel free to lay down on the ground wherever you are. In the middle
pull
of
the car
street,
over.
At work. It doesn't matter. Just lay down and listen to this.
Just
right
eat
now.
Some food,
break
lay down
time.
On the ground, and feel like garbage.
Imagine the landscapes.
Exactly.
Yay? They said it's over when it's totally quiet.
Where am I? What happened?
I know.
Why are you guys totally standing over me?
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez. I can't tell if I need drugs or I just did some.
Yeah, it's almost like you don't need them if you just listen to that for a while.
Somebody should have told me that when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Just play this shit.
Yeah.
Well, while we're waiting for them to come on back up to the room, let's turn to our other guest in the room, Quentin. How are you?
Howdy. I'm good.
What have you been doing with yourself, young lad?
I've been living with my mom in Texas for how long has it been?
A couple years.
She's good.
Your mom was a dear friend of mine when I was young and on drugs.
She's going through a divorce, which sounds bad, but it's because she's getting married to like the nicest guy in the world. So it's worth it.
So it's like it's really just cleaning out the closets, you know what I'm saying?
It's I'm getting rid of the shit and getting the good stuff.
I'm a good big fan of divorce when it comes down to it because it's usually for a good reason.
Yeah. The guy's a asshole, but I don't want to get into it.
Right. So are you in school down there? Are you just working? Are you doing anything?
Well, you were there. Are you here
artistically?
Now?
I'm still going there. I'll be going back this Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But the goal right now is I'm going to be working for my new stepdad as an intern at his startup company.
Oh, cool.
New stepdad that has to go on the fridge.
Damn.
Good band name.
Crankhead stepdad was my next thing I was going to write on the fridge.
Okay.
Way to sully the story.
Sorry. I thought we went somewhere else for a minute. Go ahead, Quentin. Sorry.
What else is there? I've been taking care of my little brother and sister.
Right on.
They've been.
How old are they?
Colin is 7. Keely is 4, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
I live with them, and I'm still not certain.
They're enormous pain in the ass age.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a general.
No, once you get to this 8-9 thing and they can do stuff like use a key and lock and let themselves in and out of the closet, you know, feed themselves soup from a can, then
you earn money for the closet?
What are you talking about? No, she comes home from school. She has a key. What are you talking about?
Even though I never show this podcast to Colin, I want to say to him, because I'm going to show this to him later when he gets older so he feels super stupid about what he did when he was 7. Stop wearing diapers.
Oh, damn.
Sick burn.
That's harsh. Yeah.
He still poops his pants. Like,
that's gonna change.
I'm feeling embarrassed.
No point.
Well, at least it's not as bad as what Chewie feeds his daughter.
Well, she asked for water in a juice box for Christmas. Yeah,
that's what she wanted from Santa, water in a juice box.
And Chewie says,
they feed her bones.
And coffee.
And coffee.
And Chewie says, there's water in coffee.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was a good episode last week, folks. Look that one up, too.
Yeah, she has a good imagination.
Oh, no, that clip's going to live forever.
But,
So I do sorry, I'm going to shift gears now that they're back in the room. So I do have a couple questions after listening the first time for the maybe uninitiated.
All right.
Into your kind of
You call that music because I call that random annoying noise.
you kind of misinterpreted what I was going to say, but it's how are you supposed to dance to that? How disappointed are your parents?
I swear to God.
And how would you describe your demographic's favorite recreational drugs?
And I swear to God, I did not make Riku say that. She said that
ketamine.
On her own.
Are
it's
you
perfect
this year?
And she said that on her own this year in this group of samples. And I, you can tell that she's got the
You call that music?
Her nose is all stuffed up. So this will be known as the Riku samples where the nose is stuffed up is this year.
Aww.
But yeah, she just, I said, Riku. I asked her to say you call that music so I could use that. And also,
you call this a studio?
But but then she was all, let me say this big long thing instead and said that. And I thought, oh my God, Jen and Carson are coming in soon. How did she know?
Oh, she really did.
You ask a kid if they're tripping balls one time.
Do you want to get cut?
That cough medicine episode was pretty much in line with the
Riku, really. That could have been the background to our hospital trip instead of all the beep, 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 beeping. Mm. Yeah, that would have been a lot better.
That's a fine compliment. I'm going to tell people that from now on. Soundtrack to your ER visit.
If you're going to go to the ER, put on
You sound way better than the ER. It's less, more scary, but less anxious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. There's still some hope in your music.
Parts of it.
Are you fans of Lou Reed's Metal Machine Music record?
I have never heard it.
I appreciate it. I can't often actively listen to it.
Because that seems like some of the first noise rock.
Oh, for sure.
Way back in the day.
Whales have been making noises like that for like thousands of years.
That's true.
Hey, wait, I can.
The Earth.
I can do some of that.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. I can.
We've heard that sound already. Oh, no, you got it.
All right, you guys.
It sounded just like
you. Get a set at the next noise.
Just get a delay pedal.
I'm booking you for March now.
Rory and his sample
pad. I'll bring
my theremin.
Perfect. You'll fit in.
Yeah. You're there. Just bring some ketamine.
Yeah, where's the noise?
Oh, okay, I think that answers
that. That one question answered.
Is that a real thing, Noise Night?
It is.
Yeah.
That's what you're promoting, right?
Yeah. We're. Do you want to talk about Noise Night since you have been around it for longer than I have?
I can.
Do it.
Noise Night is has been a different evolving thing over the years and has been going on for a little over 10 years in Reno at a bunch of different homes. And it is usually the first or second Saturday of every month. And it's 3 to 4 musicians who... usually improv, although we've moved away from that in the last couple of years, bring any weird assortment of electronics and then make music that isn't maybe fit for playing in the background all the time. Like it can be very harsh or, in our case, really ethereal and horror movie soundtracky. Yeah. When it first started, it would be dudes playing at each other from across the room. So you would get like Extevian on one side of the room and then like Louis from Manacle other side of the room, and they would just shoot like pennies and blender sounds like, at each other. And so it's kind of evolved over the years
to make the neighbors happy, we've had to get quieter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. So it's just a collection of nerds and people on the autism spectrum.
That sounds cool.
Do y'all show visual things going on while this noise is going on?
We try to, yeah. We've had live painters and sculptors in the past. Lately, we've been doing prepared video by James Dilworth, a.k.a. Nice. Dr.
Yeah,
Dilworth.
Awesome. Yeah. Again, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Been on a couple times.
I laid down at one and I was next to a fan and I thought, well, why would that bother me with all this shit going on?
Yeah, no,
and
that's
I laid
perfect.
Down and no, the fan annoyed me. It was the noise was competing with the noise. And so I had to move away from the fan so that the noise wouldn't bother me from enjoying the noise.
You didn't get that fan effect.
No, it wasn't cool like that. Yeah, it totally sucked.
How many people go to these
extra places? Reverb.
Anywhere from 10 to 50 on any given night.
Yeah. Yeah,
better than an open mic night.
For sure.
But there's no mosh pit.
Well, and there's no Rory playing Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah. No shit.
Again, sick.
What's your problem with Queen, man?
It's just the only thing I was sober enough to remember from any time I've ever seen you play guitar.
Well, then I will consider that.
And you play it so well that it is noteworthy.
I will consider that as a success. Your shit-eating grin tells me you're lying about how I played that. But I'll consider that a success as a performer if I drank you into the oblivion where you couldn't remember what I did. Yes.
Yeah. That's one way to look at it.
Good job.
That's a
I drove you to drink with my music. Yes.
So back to Noise Night.
Yes.
Noise Night.
Driving people to drink with music. Yeah. Yeah.
So Noise Night is now partnering with Holland.
The Holland Project. Potentialist Workshop for a while.
We were at Potentialist for a while. We were at Reno Artworks before that. And then you guys might know that the Holland Project bought the building.
Yeah. The juggernaut that is Holland.
There is a second space that's opening up in the back of Holland that is perfect for like a black box theater kind of thing. And we don't really know what the space is going to be like yet, but now if it works out, then Noise Night will have a permanent or semi-permanent home. We'll be there the second Saturday of every single month for at least the next 6 months to see if it works out.
And that's all ages.
It's all ages. It's always free. I don't know. I think it's really fun to watch.
It'll be promoted through Holland's stuff, too. Yep. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll be able to find out.
Yeah. It's always such a different thing from week to week, too. So you never know what you're going to get.
Once I saw a guy light a turntable on fire.
Yeah. if I were to bring a 9-year-old, would her interpretive dance be... accepted
enjoy.
In the
group. Can't be okay. any weirder than the guy with a light bulb on his head hanging out at the Potentialist last time.
Puff Puff, give by the trucker!
Also that.
Don't do drugs,
Brad.
Kids.
Yeah, don't do drugs. You'll end up playing music like this.
Hosting a podcast.
Yes.
Ooh.
That too. Hey, want to hear some poetry? No.
There was just a cold chill right up my spine.
Me too.
No.
Out here in the tundra, we're having a world's first Arctic poetry slam. For everyone who wanted to attend, this is the only space we could find big enough to fit all 8 of us.
Oh, man.
Is that the Arctic Circle?
Yes. Yeah, I just
poets.
Ran there and back. It's Sick cold burn. Here in Reno. Huh. It has been cold. Like, it hasn't been in, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Real actual cold.
Hate it.
Nah, it's nice to have a real winter for a change.
No.
You shut your mouth.
Oh, last 2 fucking years, I didn't even put my truck in 4-wheel drive once. It was totally lame. Mm-hmm.
Dirty.
River's looking a lot better.
Yeah, oh, okay, that is cool.
Turkey River's
looking better. It does suck in the summer and spring with no river.
Yeah, deal with it.
Right.
I do by not leaving the house as much as possible.
Exactly. And then when the spring comes, you'll appreciate it that much more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, oh,
unless
and
you
no,
live
I'm,
in line of a mudslide.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go to the Dominican Republic in February. It'll ruin the spring for me.
Mm-hmm. And Jen, yeah. Jen, you know what the cold does.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
It
Son
does.
Of a bitch!
Oh. It does do that. You're with us every week.
All the time.
Jen.
I forgot. There's a reason
the
I
years.
Don't listen.
Every time.
You're always here.
Everybody on the show has made your nipples hard many times. According to you.
She is speechless. Wow.
That's a first.
She's blushing too.
This is the coolest, the most important music I have for this momentous occasion. It's not appropriate, but I think it works. Okay.
It'll do.
Let's just. You want to do the quiz?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Let's get to the quiz.
Fuck it.
Are we boring you?
Fuck it.
Are you bored with us?
No.
Do you not
no.
love us anymore?
Not at all.
No, we're going to get to know you better now.
There's just a sense of keeping the show rolling
into
the next segment.
Right. So, Rory, you want the music?
Yes.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, Faggot. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time once again for the finest, the worstest, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask this week's guest a number of questions that might seem strange, weird, or intimately awkward, but they're going to be forced to answer them for points. Are you ready to play? Carson and Jen are making inappropriate gestures at one another right now, and Quentin's grasping his sides tightly and crossing his legs.
I was saying like this all the time, though.
It sounds better if I say you just did that. Okay.
Quentin is a young teenage boy. Was in another room while we did this to other people.
With some softball questions here.
Oh, God.
I love softball.
Gents Graffiti, on your bookshelf at home, how many books do you own to the current 5, 10, 15, or 100 rounding?
200?
Okay. And what was the last book you've read?
I can't remember.
That's that
Who's
long
that
ago?
By?
Fake
that
bookshelf.
Long ago?
Fake literariest.
Yeah.
Carson,
question?
Same questions to you.
Sitting right around 400, and the last book I read would be Dance, Dance, Dance by Haruki Murakami. I finished it this morning.
And Quentin, sir, same question to you.
At the Texas, I didn't bring all my books with me, so one.
was that the last one you read?
What about how many books do you own? Whether or not they're in your current possession.
I don't have a clue.
Well, what's the last book you read then?
Last book I read was not a book I owned. And it was a really crappy World of Warcraft book. That I don't even remember the name of.
Excellent. Nerd books.
You're into World of Warcraft?
Of course.
I would rather have you be on heroin. That's so awful.
It's not me.
One of the last five books I've read was a Warhammer 40K book. So yeah, it's the same thing.
My friend's more into that than I am. I think you're a massive nerd for being into that.
Well, you're right. You're traveling across the country in your own personal buddy movie. Who is the celebrity you bring with you?
The celebrity?
Yeah.
There's a lot of options. The nice one answer is my dad.
But if he wasn't
say the real answer.
Traveling 4,000 miles across the country with your dad? No. No, you don't want to do
and
that.
And I'm not really a celebrity, so.
that's my sense.
No, you are in Reno.
You're Reno famous, just like my daughter tells
big
me
time.
I am.
Let's get a little bigger. Let's shoot a little higher. Although I really love the sentiment, my son.
Harrison
do.
Ford.
Nice.
Hey, yeah. All right.
There you go, Han Solo.
Indy Solo. Good job. Carson.
John Hamm.
Oh.
Weird.
He seems like he'd be a good drinking buddy. I don't know.
Yeah,
I imagine there will be lots of car drugs.
Jen is looking at him like he's crazy.
No one's ever
do you know
John
Hamm?
I do. Okay. I mean, not personally. not well enough to put you in a car with him.
Okay. Steve Buscemi, because that'd be cuter. Is that a better answer?
Put him in a car with you?
Yeah, I Big Fat Blank, the only name that came to mind was Charo.
Right.
I am bad at this game.
No. I think that's a great
answer. That's a winning question.
That's Charo really a celebrity?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gucci Gucci.
Yeah, do either one of you know who Charo is?
I do. Okay. Nick at Night.
I don't.
She,
I don't know.
I had Nick at Night.
She was a popular contestant on X's or O's. Yeah, Hollywood Squares.
She
was always right next door to Jim What's-His-Face with the glasses and the top.
Little giant head.
Latina chick who said Coochie Coochie and played guitar. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I never saw that show.
You need to watch more Love
Boat. Super talented.
Super.
She and Ricardo Montalban were the only famous South Americans in
ever. Other than those Germans.
Carmen Miranda, don't forget her.
So lost.
Yeah, I'm good.
West Side
Jen, I got a series of questions here for you, but we'll go through them one at a time.
Okay.
But what is your biggest accomplishment of 2015? Yeah, I'm making you think. No dick questions here.
Yeah. My biggest accomplishment? We went to 3 weddings last year, and nobody died.
One car got towed.
That was my fault.
When?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good answer. Love.
So 3 weddings and 0 funerals.
Zero funerals.
Yeah. Carson, biggest achievement of 2015?
Oh, not killing Jen.
Hey!
That is an acceptable answer. And Quentin, your biggest accomplishment of the year?
I beat Undertale, which is a video game.
Oh, for a minute I thought you were talking about Jack in it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's pretty high on my list.
Quentin, what is your biggest goal of this upcoming 2016?
Upgrade from internship to paid job.
Yay! That's a worthy goal, but not going to get you a lot of points on this quiz. Carson!
I want to stack that paper in 2016.
Yeah.
I'm kind of broke right now.
Got a theme going.
And Jen, yourself there.
Mine is to relearn how to sing again.
Okay. What? Similar question.
You don't know
what is your New Year's resolution?
I kind of lost it.
I'm not changing a fucking thing this year.
Just harder, faster,
no resolution.
Longer.
Yeah, just keep doing me. That's my resolution.
Jen,
yeah.
Do you have a New Year's
that's
resolution?
A good one. Didn't we just do that?
No.
Isn't a goal and a resolution the same thing?
Totally no. Different.
Mine are.
All right.
So
sorry.
Your resolution is to
sing
better.
No. Carson and I are going to reread Dune together.
Okay.
I'm going to be nicer to Rory.
That's a terrible goal.
Well, you've already broken that. And Quentin, what's your New Year's resolution?
I didn't make it on New Year's, but I've decided it just now. I'm going to learn the violin.
Fuck!
Yeah!
That's a good resolution.
What on earth made you think? Is the noise night making you think I need to learn a real instrument?
Right.
That's a weird time. I saw playing instruments.
Now, this is a new quiz question, brand spanking new. So you're being led to a gas chamber by a clown. which comedian would you like to have portray this clown?
You're butchering this question. Let's have your daughter do it.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
You said you just made that up.
That's awesome.
Quentin, you got an answer?
Which comedian would I want? Jim Gaffigan, definitely.
Nice.
Andrew Dice Clay, for sure.
That'd make me want to die sooner.
That's pretty good.
Hey, I like that.
That's pretty good.
You'd have a lighter.
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho. Okay. Wow.
Nice. Okay. I like her.
Nobody ever says Margaret Cho.
Good answer. Well, no. there's a reason she's often.
I don't think Asians go into concentration camps.
Well,
not after what happened.
Not in Germany, anyway. No. okay, Nick, rapid fire question time.
Are we really going to move on? We're not going to have any uncomfortable questions?
At the request of the management, we're moving on to the rapid fire question.
Okay. Both here and you don't want to talk about either of our genitals.
I want to hear Rick ask. You can ask one.
Just one?
It's not the V question.
Okay, I'll stay away from that.
Oh, God.
What is that?
Okay, so we'll talk to you about it later. And we already know your answers, so it's not even a good... So when you search the jerk and use the internet for masturbation, what are your favorite key search words on the internet?
Question. Did you know Latinas, Asians, black chicks? Lemon party, blue waffle, cream high, BBW, MMS.
I think he understands the question.
Milf, gilf,
I hate you.
Shaved, big bush, the devil's threesome.
I hate you.
I'm so sorry.
Hate you.
Rick, Quentin, what's your answer?
I don't put it in search terms. I know exactly which website I'm going to.
Fair enough. Let's move on. Carson.
Nick really likes that answer from question.
Lemon party.
That's what you go for? Lemon party. Your final answer?
I think it's like chubby miniskirt redhead. I want to hit as many things in that triangle.
That's fair.
As possible.
Wow. That does create a certain Venn diagram of porn.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you throw mature or mom in there.
This is starting to make me feel really weird.
If you want to hit your girlfriend's age.
Do you...
Whoa. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Bitch.
That he is, honey. That he is.
I also like to search for large-breasted redhead girls in miniskirts.
Nice.
Forever now.
Jen wins.
She likes them a little younger.
That's,
Jen wins that question.
That's going to come up in your search engine a lot. Okay, Nick, over to you.
Ready? Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Quentin.
Yes?
Beatles or Star Wars?
Oh, my God. Star Wars. I got to go. Beatles.
Star Wars.
Fuck.
All right. Two Star Wars and a Beatle. Ozzy or Dio?
I don't know either of them well enough. Ozzy, because I know the name.
Dio, for sure.
Dio.
Ooh.
And you know Dio by the sign of his hands.
He was in...
And anybody listening who doesn't
Dio
get the
from
reference,
Tenacious D movie.
Look it up.
Yeah, I saw
that was
that.
Dio. They both sang for Black Sabbath. All right, let's go. Quentin, chocolate or bacon?
Bacon, every time. Better chocolate. Combined.
Bacon.
And combined is the correct
answer.
We
may need to have a talk.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
There's some shit to cover.
Let's go with Sonic Youth.
Watch
yes.
Wizard Color breaks up.
Or Velvet Underground.
Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth all day, every day.
I'm unaware of either.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Nick, what have you done to this poor child?
I know.
He would know Sonic Youth possibly if I played him. He's like, this is what
cool
Sonic Youth
maybe.
And he knows about all sorts of things we don't.
His mother, too, was into the same kind of music.
So this is just rebellion.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of weird crap on SoundCloud. unfortunately, there are no indie artists for me to specifically check out.
What was your first album you ever bought? With your own money.
I don't think I've ever bought an album.
Damn. I guess, yeah. He's, why would you? What
was the first album you had that you were happy you had it?
Like when you were a kid.
I technically didn't have it, but I like the one album that you have. That's the one I like. That's what I put on my playlist all the time.
What's that?
The Beatles One.
Oh, nice.
Beatles One.
That's nice. A good answer.
Nice. Carson?
Blur, Park Life.
This is the what was your first album?
Yeah, what was your first album?
Air Supply's Greatest Hits.
Oh,
okay. Ooh.
That is so gay.
Jen is doing really well.
I am totally gay. I don't know why Jenny anybody thought that was a secret.
All right, well then,
gay man trapped in a large-breasted woman's body.
Let's go with AIDS or cancer.
AIDS or cancer? AIDS, because we're working towards a cure, I think.
I said AIDS last time, so we're going to go cancer today.
Oh,
fuck it.
At least with cancer, you can tell your family.
Oh, ouch.
AIDS, still.
AIDS all the way around.
round to AIDS, barkeep.
AIDS.
With a Rufinol chaser.
AIDS.
All right, Jen.
Just AIDS all the way down.
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Carson.
Beat up. I'm never going back to jail. Oh, thank you.
Quentin.
Arrested, because I'll probably get out the next day.
Yep.
All right.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised or not?
I don't believe I am. I don't remember if I was.
Does your
you
dick
are.
Look like a dick? Okay. Does it look like a dog's dick?
You are.
Then I am.
Okay.
He answered the question for me.
Nick knows the answer to that.
We should just ask Nick, because he was there when it was decided. Okay. And Jen, for you, which do you prefer?
I have never seen an uncircumcised penis, like, in a sexual context.
I gotta invite a friend over and show you one of these days.
Doesn't that sound awesome?
I don't discriminate.
Do you like it in your face?
Honey.
No. Settle down.
I don't know. I'm pro-penis.
Nice.
Puke or diarrhea?
Ooh, good.
Diarrhea.
Puke.
Diarrhea.
All day.
Fucking people sitting around.
I can sit on a toilet. I don't like to be bowled over it.
Nah. Yeah. Have your face where your butt is.
You know what's rad is when you turn around backwards on the toilet and have diarrhea.
It's like a
in the back of the toilet.
Well, we figured out
Vodka Red Bull. I always like just turning around and using the tank top like a desk.
Yeah.
It's awkward with a urinal, but it works.
Well, we figured out too, like, if you're stuck in a tough situation where that's happening, you just flip around.
Upper decker.
Puke into the top of the toilet. Shit into the bottom of the toilet.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah.
The broadcast is brilliant.
Not at your own house.
All right.
Make sure it's not at your own house, so somebody else has to clean it.
Things to do next time you go to Jep Jep's.
They won't even know for months. They'll probably think it was their cousin.
Milk and cookies or whiskey and coke?
Milk and cookies.
Carson.
Oh, cookies.
Milk and cookies.
Aww. You guys are so cool.
If Bert, you said whiskey and club soda, that'd be different.
Bert or Ernie?
Bert or Ernie? I can't remember which one's the which. I know who you're talking about.
Ernie's orange
remember.
And Bert is yellow.
Which one's the
Bert's kind of a hard ass and Ernie's kind of a free spirit.
I'm feeling a little old today.
Bert.
Ernie.
Nice. You're scoring this, right, Rory?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's go with, I had some good ones. Oh, Charles Manson or Ted Bundy?
That's a bizarre question.
Who would you rather be?
I think who would you rather go to a barbecue
it's just
with?
Or. It's like my favorite question of who's your favorite?
Right.
My favorite what?
Me.
I guess Charles Manson.
Okay. Carson?
I feel like Charles Manson and I would have more to talk about.
Also Charles Manson.
Wow, you guys are a bunch of hippies.
I just really respect his ability to outsource.
The ability to brainwash.
People do the dirty work.
All right. What's your favorite Keanu Reeves movie?
My favorite Keanu Reeves movie? The first Matrix.
The second Matrix.
What? The first Matrix. I'm with you.
All right.
I love you to death.
Let's see. I'm trying to find some for Quinn because it's like, oh, I had a good one this week. Elvis or Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
Dang.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a great video on the internet of Johnny Cash doing an Elvis Presley impersonation. And, yeah, he acts all drugged and fucked up, plays the wrong chords and sings the wrong lyrics and interrupts people.
Pretty spot
this
on,
is
though.
Oh, dude. Like one of your performances.
It confirms all of the crazy Elvis stories.
Really?
Like, it's dead on. He's like wiping his nose and sniffling. It's funny as hell.
Metal or punk rock?
Punk rock.
metal.
Punk rock.
What about one last, a couple last ones here?
We are going to break up.
Yeah, we're watching.
I think
break
it already happened.
Colors.
Kiss or Prince?
Prince.
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 Oh, all right.
Unsurprised.
I have to like breakup sex.
And let's go with Rick. Do you have some of your dirty ones you want to do?
What do I usually do? Fuck.
I'm two fingers or three?
Yeah. Right? No. And
okay.
Three. No, I'm trying not to.
Who wins in a fist fight, donkey or walrus?
Donkey or walrus?
Yep.
Yeah.
Neither of them have fists.
Exactly.
Nope.
But
nope.
The donkey.
Finally, somebody understands it.
But the donkey has quite the kick, so I'm going to go with the donkey.
Okay.
Walrus would fuck the donkey up.
They're really big.
They're
scary.
What are you thinking?
I have been thinking about this one, and I think it's donkey.
I think donkey could get a lucky shot in with the hoof.
But in the
donkeys
end,
donkeys are faster runners
in the
than walrus.
The walrus will crush its spine.
If it gets a good shot at the donkey, but they're a little mobile like horses.
Dude, they rise up like 14 feet in the air and then
this should just
down.
Be the quiz. We should just ask
walrus
about
walrus are enormous. They're like half a ton, 20 feet long and shit.
This summer we're going to actually find out in the backyard of Rick's house.
Oh, no.
I'll supply the
donkey. Or walrus show. We got to do it. All right, Rory, that's the rapid
okay,
fire.
Okay, I'm tabulating my answers on my calculator. And our first place runner-up is Miss Philippine. No, is Carson. Carson Cessna.
Middle of the road, Carson.
Surprise
middle of the road.
Runner-up, so it's between Quentin.
And Quentin, you didn't win, son. And I'm going to chalk all that up to your dad not letting us ask you the good questions.
Right. Because it'll make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I'll be uncomfortable.
So, with the biggest potty mouth in the room, as usual, Miss Jen Scafidi is the crown-titled winner.
She loves cut
win.
Dick.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Do I get
I think
a...
you just made my nipples hard.
You get a high five from Chewy. Hey, there we go.
High five, too. Solid.
That was very satisfying. High five.
All right. Well, after that exciting quiz, I think it's time for more music.
Can I pee first?
Absolutely.
Make it snappy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you guys want to watch?
You could probably do it at the same time.
Rory asked for a golden shower right
no,
after the intro.
No, tell them what I think a golden shower is, Riku. Okay.
Golden shower action?
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, this episode of the Worst Little Podcast. Prodcast, yes. Mm-hmm. This episode of the Worst Little Podcast is brought to you by no
Nature
one.
Box.
Because we don't have it. No. It's brought to you by Jub-Jubs. It's brought to you by the warmth and goodness of our hearts and Dog Water Studios.
Yay!
If you'd like to be a sponsor of this chaotic shit show, please get a hold of me or Dog Water Dick over the internet, and we'll talk turkey.
You put up some real money, you might be able to guest host.
Oh, absolutely.
Put up some real money. You might even be able to just buy the show. and you could replace me with yourself if you like.
Absolutely.
That'd be rad except to replace
bucks.
The Rory part.
50 bucks.
You could just send us 50 bucks and we'll say your name 50 times.
That too.
Over the new year.
Yeah. That offer still does hold. It's not a sale. We'll do it anytime.
Give us 50 bucks each and you can say our names 50 times.
Yeah. You can tell all your friends you know us.
Give us 50 bucks and bend over and you can say our names 50 times.
Hell yeah.
You got a pretty mouth, boy.
Gross.
That is gross.
You don't. Your mouth is filthy.
I know.
It
is herpy, guys.
What do you have coming? So we've got Noise Night coming up here. They're not in the room to ask what day it is, but I believe it is next week here on Saturday.
Is this coming Saturday?
Oh.
That's spooky.
Is that right, Rick?
Cops are here.
I don't know.
All right, we'll ask them when they get done with this. Sounds cute.
Do you have anything coming up?
I'm just getting ready to get married, bro.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, we have to talk about that.
Thank you.
Symphony wow. for Lava Lamp and Pipe Smoke.
What that song's about.
It's kind of beautiful, really.
No, it's like meditation music, yeah, but really totally. Fucking loud. Like that's, you know, so.
Yep.
I find it soothing.
Well, you know, Jen and Carson are involved, so.
Damn, Norwegian, that's all you got to say.
Reminds me of that sound in your head when you're sitting on the floor in the bathroom throwing up. But prettier.
They were playing shit like that at Red the Record Street Cafe when I was reading Edgar Allan Poe, which was a nice combination. But it had an element of heavier anxiety to it. It wasn't as theirs seems much more calming, and so it was like anxious noise that never resolved, and it just kept going. And after I'd been sitting there for like 40 minutes, I wanted to be like, "What the fuck are we listening to? This is really upsetting me."
But it went with Poe well.
It did actually go with Poe.
It seems
well.
Like good reading Nevermore. Music because it's not going to distract
but it,
you.
And it was his poetry section. So I'm reading I'm reading his poetry, and it's all about, I love you, but you're dead. That's Poe's favorite theme. Mm-hmm. I love you, but you're dead.
Yeah, Annabelle Lee, that great love poem we all learned in high school. Actually about digging up a corpse and loving it.
And The Raven, also about somebody who's dead that you love. That's his favorite fucking thing. And the one about the mother-in-law, the mother to my mother, is that's about a dead woman. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, everybody dies. Okay. And then he died. Cool. And
so what was
go.
That song about, Jen?
That was about we're at the podcast. That's how I feel about being at the podcast. That's what I was playing.
Excellent.
I
can hear the suffering in it.
That's how I feel right now. Yeah, I don't know.
I just peed and I feel better, but I have to be here another 30 minutes.
Rick, which side do you have us panned, like hard right and hard left?
Not hard right and hard left, but subtly right and subtly left.
Which one of us is subtly right and which one of us is subtly left?
Jen, you are subtly left and Carson is subtly right.
So
for everybody listening at home, that's the way it is.
Yep. I'm on the left.
Yeah, it's because physically that's how your amplifiers are set up in the room.
Oh, if you're
if
looking
I was
at them
look from
Got
audience
it.
Perspective.
That makes sense.
Exactly, audience perspective.
But not hard right or left, so we're at home. You could turn the balance all the way and just hear one or the other.
Right, in case you hate Carson's. Wow, 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 wow. You could just listen to
Jen's. What's Jen doing?
Oh, Rick knows what sounds we make. Wow. That's really impressive.
I do have more modulation on my teeth.
So we talked about it earlier, but remind us again, when and where is the next Wizards Color show?
This Saturday night. At Holland, it's noise night. It's our first noise night at the new space. We'll be in the main space. It's at 8 o'clock. It's the two of us and then our friend Will Hendricks.
At the Holland Project.
Did I say that? Did
yes.
I say that? Okay.
You said it. She told
Jeez,
me.
How high are you?
God, Carson.
Who's Will Hendricks?
It again.
Who's Will Hendricks?
Carson, tell us about Will.
Will is currently a multi-instrumentalist in Califone, who's a great alt-country band from Chicago who have been around for a very long time. Who Wilco, my favorite band, rip off. And he's played with just a ton of great musicians, both in the avant-garde realm and in the more grounded realm that people in this room seem to like more.
And,
he's played with a ton of great people like
you
Simon Joyner.
You don't know me. You don't know what I like.
Who's Simon Joyner?
Simon Joyner is this great folk singer from Omaha, Nebraska. Who everyone should listen to at least once in their life.
And he's into noise night?
He's a veteran of the LA noise scene, which was kind of a big deal.
Will is or Simon is?
Will is. Okay. In the 90s and 2000s. A lot of guys like Nels Klein, who's lead guitarist in Wilco, or like the members of Sonic Youth, who we were talking about earlier, are veterans of that scene. So he's a peer of of, you know, Thurston and Kim and Jeff and Nels and all those dudes.
We met him when he came and played here in 2012 with Lucio.
Lucio.
Well, then I think
which is what I was promoting. I think last time I was here was when we played with him.
Yeah, I think.
And
you are
not
correct.
To brag, but he played in my living room.
Lucio did.
Yeah.
Yes, he sure did.
He played awesome. In my living room too.
Oh, I just suck his dick. Fuck you, Nick. Recorded, Nick. Go back.
And then also Nate Carter is playing.
Yes.
Under
the name Native.
Native?
Yeah, so that's Nate Bitt, fiddle player for 6 Mile Station.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, probably the greatest musical mind of our generation.
Yeah. He is fucking rad.
Yeah. Yeah. Going by Native?
Does he do crazy shit with his
N-A-I-V-E.
Stuff?
Yeah, and usually, I don't know, all the Noise Night performances I have seen Nate do are always really... like
musical.
Synthy, video gamey, and really musical. Like definitely very melodic.
Is the primary thing creating the sound of violin, or is it just bizarre shit?
He's doing so. What he does right now is he has this all MIDI setup, which is a Macintosh, and then a bunch of hardware synthesizers, including a circuit bent Super Nintendo that makes all that chippy video game sounds. But what he does is he'll play the backing tracks that way, and he'll affect them while he's playing. But he'll also play a bass and a fiddle over them and run those through.
God,
a bunch of
one time
so
he brought a banjo. He brought a banjo and did really cool
who
stuff.
Who knows
with it.
What madness we're in for?
Yeah. We'll say like, oh, this is what it's going to be, and he's going to show up like with an oboe and a triangle.
Yeah,
and
sometimes
still be
he'll
incredible.
Make his
a couple black dudes in that shit too.
Black people love Noise Night.
They do.
we actually have a pretty decent black turnout.
We're
an inclusive group
that transcends race and gender.
Yeah. Yeah, why do you got to always bring race back into it, Nick?
Nick.
That was me? Oh, fuck me. I'm sorry, you guys.
Wait, but he's the minority in the room, right? You can talk
I'm
about
I'm brown.
See?
Yeah.
Totally okay.
I'm half brown.
Rick can talk about dicks. Rory can talk about dicks.
Yeah.
Jen can talk
fuck
about
you,
dicks.
Nick.
And you can talk about dicks.
I guess we're
I'll talk
about
dicks if you guys want. Fuck it.
It's not like we don't do that every week
that
anyway,
is,
so.
Yeah, Jesus.
Noise Night is a really inclusive group of people, though.
Cool.
I know.
Well, nobody's going to be like, hey, you're not cool enough to be here. Because it's fucking
well, if
open,
Thomas
right?
Cooper's there, he might say it to you, but it will be
Tom would totally. Tom is way cooler than anybody I know, so.
Call him Rob Thomas Cooper. He loves it.
I like him. I don't think he would do that.
Can I simultaneously give my opinion on your music while plugging something that I wanted to plug?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
All right, so... Your music reminds me of a scene in a game that my dad's playing right now called Undertale, and it's where you talk to a depressing ghost,
yes.
And you go eat a ghost sandwich, which you can't eat because you're not a ghost.
You like that.
And he tells you that after he eats, he likes to lay down on the ground and feel like garbage, and that's when music like what you're playing starts kicking in. And now I'm going to plug Undertale, which I have a specific picture for.
You know,
which works great on the podcast.
An audio show, right?
No, I'm reading the picture.
If you took ketamine when I told you to, you can see this.
Close your eyes and imagine.
So I'm just going to literally just read the tags that are used to describe this game officially. One, great soundtrack, RPG, funny, story rich, indie, choices matter, bullet hell, cute, single player, pixel graphics, comedy, psychological horror, multiple endings, replay value, dating sim, dark, 2D,
accurate.
Retro, horror, memes.
Okay. So that's also how we're describing Wizard Colors?
Yeah, I think so.
I approve.
I think so.
Dating, horror, dating simulator?
Horror, dating simulator.
Bullet hell.
But yeah, oh yeah.
Dating sim, bullet hell.
What's the name of that game?
It's Undertale. It is on Steam. I think for right now it's $7. It was made in October. So it's brand new. It won't look like it. It looks like a piece of shit, but believe me, it's fun.
And it's like old, like Nintendo 8-bit kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. It's almost in some parts. It's almost Atari graphics, but
you had me at ghost
sandwich. Is it like top down like Zelda?
It has some top down, and then it has another angle for when you're doing the RPG quote unquote fights.
Gotcha.
Dad, tell them what you thought of the very beginning because that's all you're at.
Oh well, so far it's pretty fun. Parts of it seem really simplistic, and then all of a sudden it'll do funny shit, like ask you like if you think like this person feels like your mother, or if you want to make out with her. And then sometimes, like, you answer the same thing, and it's all, you're kind of a weird guy.
So it's Jungian.
I know exactly what he's talking about. Literally, you call this person you just met on the phone, and you're a child, and you call her, and you're like, can I call you mom? She's like, sure, if you want to call me mom, that's really sweet. And then you can immediately flirt with her and be like, after you just called me mom, you're an interesting child.
This is the plot of the book I just finished. I'm not kidding right
now. So you get really weird with these video game characters. Yeah. It's pretty fun. All right. I enjoyed
it. Something to check out. And speaking of the online, is there any Wizards Colors online?
We have one song up on SoundCloud right now that's actually at the Jen's Graffiti SoundCloud. And we are putting together internet presence. But one of the things that we're doing this year is we're recording a bunch. We've already recorded an album with Rick here in this very house.
It was nice.
And that we're going to do like a limited cassette run and then free to download kind of thing. So there is a Bandcamp, but there's nothing there yet.
So. Okay. So coming soon.
Where are the cassettes
available? We need to work out art and money and release schedule.
I gotta really
work on my art.
Well, we just have to pick a kidnapping target, really. And just exploit it. Yeah, get some money.
Cecil B. Demented.
Yeah. Who is rich enough to pay up and not rich enough to afford private security?
That's where we are now.
Questions like that.
Yeah, but I don't know. This kind of thing, like Noise Night stuff, is really fun live because you get to watch. I don't mean just us. I mean other people too. Like you get to watch people make the choices in the moment, and I think it translates even if you're not a musician. But like if you're, I don't know, to watch it and watch people like craft a thing out of nothing, especially when you're in the oh shit moment of like what's happening? What is my gear doing? Yeah, is this pretty or is this super annoying? And sometimes the annoying thing becomes the cool thing, and watching that happen, I think, is.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And it's really gratifying if you're the artist, too. Like, if anyone that wants to try it, if you're listening to this and you haven't been frightened off by the musical performances, like, if you have any musical instrument and you're afraid of improvising, show up.
Dude, I've always been, since I got sober, I've been trying to add more meditation in my life, and I don't ever have time for it because it's fucking boring. And so, so when I got there, it was like, that's what it was like for me. It was like you just shut off everything and just be taken away on this landscape. And it was really cool. It was like, why don't I ever do this, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's like watching live painting, but you're doing it with your guitars. Like,
yeah. Oral sculpting.
That's what it feels like while it's happening for me anyway. Mm.
And that's A-U-R-A-L.
Yeah. We have that in our descriptor.
Not oral.
I don't know if that was intentional or not, but we do talk about real-time audio sculpting. That's our
Not oral sex.
I was trying to make a dick joke. No, I was trying to say I was not making a dick joke.
Oh.
Is there any...
Which is in itself a dick joke.
Is there any, like, workshop places or things where people could maybe try it out before they actually go to show it? Or...
I'm so glad you asked, because one of the things about the Holland Noise Night partnership that's going to be coming up this year will be that sort of thing where people can come, like, say, for example, on the second Saturday of every month, can come earlier in the day and try out some gear and test out some things and learn some techniques. And we're still really early in the planning stages of it because, you know, it was just Christmas and that was hard. And Holland is a very busy happening place. So
our old home, the Potentialist Workshop, actually in 2 weeks is holding an improv class where they're going to have musicians come in and play improv games, musical improv games.
Ooh.
And at the end, everyone does a 5-minute improv performance. It's not connected to us, but it is in a similar vein. I think that's how they're filling the void now that Noise Night's leaving. So.
Very cool.
Jen's always involved with these fun little musical projects like that.
You guys are kind of artsy-fartsy.
Carson, did not get any credit for that at all.
Yeah.
In my world, you brought, Sit Around All Saturday and Write Songs.
The Immersion Composition Society.
Yeah, brought the ICS.
Which also came to us from Lucio. Is a thing that that we all learned about.
Well, never mind. Fuck you. It's all about Lucio.
Lucio. No, I'm just kidding. I like Lucio.
I would if I swung that way. He's not a bad looking
pretty.
Guy.
He's pretty. He's very pretty.
It's interesting.
Italian guy or what?
Yeah.
Pretty much exactly like kind of Vin Diesel-y, a little smaller.
Except skinny.
He is like a pocket-sized Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Motherfucker!
You just made your own nipples hard.
Excellent.
It really upsets me that we never talked about the bachelor party.
Oh, okay.
Because that was fucking crazy, and it happened, and we couldn't talk about it last time because the kids were here.
Friendly listeners, if you're not aware, the young lad to my side here, Mr. Nick Ramirez, is going to be joining a young lady in holy matrimony later this month on an undisclosed day, time, and location.
Yes, yeah. Me and Mikey are getting hitched. We like living together, and we're going to try to do it the rest of the time we're here. And on Earth, and
for the first time, not for the first time, but the whole podcast and a bunch of other friends of ours all went to a bar to hang out for the bachelor party. Oh,
yeah. You missed That's out it. On dinner.
Yeah,
dinner
oh,
was
I, yeah, I
pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, Chewy and Roy met on the dinner. Phone
board. But for some reason, they decided instead of going to one of our favorite bars, that we would go to a local gay bar,
Carl.
Yeah. Somewhere we never go. I haven't been there since it was the Met. When I married
never
your mom.
Every,
I went there for my bachelor party that night.
That's just weird.
I know. It's just a coincidence. But it was the Met back then, and that's where like Gunshot Liquor used to play every Tuesday.
Yeah, they
the
hosted
Pink
like
Jam,
an open mic every Tuesday.
And they encouraged women to come play rock, and mostly dudes would come up and be like, can we play your gear? And they're like, sure.
Give me your guitar.
That's where I decided, guess what? I'm going to be in a band instead of just photographing them. Which, you know, it was sentimental to be back at that place.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a total gay bar now.
Oh,
and probably even funner than
so
it was.
Smells like Jesus. When I told my girlfriend that the after dinner party was going to be at Carl, she said, oh, God, hope they don't have a lockdown.
Yeah.
What?
So okay,
they will randomly lock the doors and not let anybody out for
nobody,
a number of hours.
And nobody can come in as if it was closed.
So that you can kind of do whatever you want indoors.
And people just get fucking naked. And,
right,
and
that's illegal.
Well, they didn't need to lock the door to get naked.
Allegedly. And first off, and everybody was fucking drunk. Dude, I'm hanging out with you guys. And Chewy, you were only there in the beginning.
Yeah, we had to get home, basically.
Good.
I was pissed.
So thank God you and your hours. Fuck. And Chewy, and my only conversation was Chewy. We were about to have his daughter on the show for the first time. And I said, so Chewy, can I do a session with your daughter the way I do sessions with Riku? And he just looks at me and he goes, I don't want my daughter saying faggot or the N-word or anything. Okay, Rick? Just like laid down the
That's
law.
Fair.
Like, don't you dare.
She doesn't know those words.
Don't
exist.
You dare.
She's a good dad.
Right, so I'm not allowed.
Yeah, unlike me,
Rory's a great
Rory.
Dad too.
Wow, thanks, Nick.
And let's be honest,
I didn't mean that.
No. Fuck you.
They tricked her into saying faggot.
My daddy is the best.
It wasn't her.
We
fault.
Actually got her
fuck
to
you,
say it.
You fucking fuck.
Wow, we actually got her. To
I
say
didn't
it
clip
this
that
year.
Together. Okay, so here's the fake one.
Fuck you.
From when she was younger, and here's the real one.
Fuck you.
She was so
like she didn't like saying it.
She was so uncomfortable.
We had to beg her.
Coach her in it. Well, honey, you know, it's like working with knives or fire. You're under adult supervision, so it's okay.
It's for the good of the show, dear.
Yes, we did say
shit.
Thank you, Riku.
So here's the real shit.
Shit.
And here's my fake shit.
Shit's dope.
I did a good job. You can't tell that's fake.
Yeah. All right, but anyway.
I'm so sorry. So that's beside the point.
So how did the evening end for you, Rick?
Oh, not for me. So I went home, but Jesus Christ.
Because I don't remember.
Oh, so you guys.
My girlfriend and
I
were assaulted by two large wangs.
Seriously, so that's one of the biggest. So there's these two guys, and they both walk in, and I think, well, one's older, but he's in great shape. And one's younger, and he's 30, and he's in okay shape, but he's younger, so he's hot. And then I thought they were both good-looking guys. Had they been on the podcast, I would have been thinking, hey, what are you guys doing? But they were they took their shirts off early in the night, and then two.
So did Adam
people,
Anderson
and Nick too. Nick got shirtless.
This
so
is sounding a lot like
turned
a
in, like
game.
This drunken.
Yeah,
like,
Nick was shirtless.
It was and, I remember.
No, it was like no, it was,
I
was like a frat party.
Mike,
with a bunch of shirtless guys dancing
we having
with
a great
one
time,
girl right. on the dance floor.
Oh, that is
dude. And Nick sitting next to me, and he goes, "Well, people are taking their shirts off. I think I'm going to take my shirt off too." Yeah. I support you, Nick.
It was my bachelor party.
And then meanwhile,
so that was all fun. But then the one guy began like just whipping it out
and trying to convince
and, like,
my girlfriend or Rick to have a threesome with him and his boyfriend. The
it
other
was
dude.
So, it was and it was all chody and like
chody.
And, it was like
and I saw. Okay,
like,
I saw.
So you use chode the way I use chode, like, wider than it is long.
No, you know, it wasn't. Yes. It wasn't. Okay. I used that word inappropriately. Tunicate. What I wanted to say was that it was chubby. It was chubbed out.
Yeah, they had chub.
Not quite erect, but not totally flaccid. So, and he's kind of waving it around.
I at one point see him grab my girlfriend's wrist and hand and put it on his dick, to which she responds by squeezing it. She pulls away, and he grabs it again, so she slaps it twice and says, "That's my boyfriend."
But at one point, I saw him.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him make her give him a Dutch rudder. I just learned what that was. A Dutch rudder. Quinn, did you know what a Dutch rudder is?
I did not, unfortunately.
It's when you
sounds
take
like,
somebody.
No, wait,
else's
Rick.
Arm.
I know it's something that she probably avoided telling me about because this is news to me.
No, you were standing right there when this happened. We were all standing in a circle, and I thought, well, this isn't inappropriate because Rory's right there.
No, I did not. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was totally like so. Her hand is around his thing, and he's just kind of moving her arm back and forth. And which is a Dutch rudder.
Well, that's like a modification of a Dutch rudder.
You were standing right there. It wasn't like she was sneaking off.
Did not see this at all.
I didn't see the look on her face, but I thought, oh my god. And then at one point, I'm sitting on a stool, and he's just standing next to me, slapping my knee with his penis.
And then he and the old dude have a literal cockfight in the middle of the room.
We saw sword fighting, and the older dude was rock hard, and he was just chubby, and they're just all their dicks are.
Anybody?
I didn't see any of that.
Anybody wanna join us?
Oh god! Yeah. Oh,
was
I
gone?
I totally got
no.
You were at the end of the
you
bar.
You were at the dance party. These guys. This was up on the other end. Yeah.
But dude, I cut the whole time, and they kept looking. And I don't know if they knew that I was the only gay one in our party. But I totally could have got spit roasted by these guys if I wanted to.
Whoa,
I don't know.
They asked me if you'd be interested.
I never touched anything. He's all, you can touch my penis if you want.
Same thing as
I've never touched anything. It was like I kept thinking of like the finger door handle.
Got it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, like finger cuffs, Eiffel towering, you know, spit roasting.
That's totally gross.
Docking?
No,
neither
thing.
One of them. Okay. Neither
There's
one of them.
A person in between.
I think in this,
you need at least one uncircumcised dick to dock.
Okay.
Will you ever see a pig on a spit roast where it just goes in circles?
Oh.
And
yeah,
balls
yeah.
going in from both ends. Yeah,
so
totally
it's just,
fucking gross.
All right.
But as horny as I am, I never touched anything. I enjoyed looking at it, but I kept thinking like it's like a bathroom door handle. Like I wouldn't put that if I could grab it with a towel on my hand the way I do a bathroom door handle, maybe. Yeah, I thought that would look weird. So,
quit any cops listening to our
quit
show.
Licking
they're going to go raid
Rick.
Fucking Carl's one night.
Oh, and I asked him. I asked him what happens during the lockdown parties because I figured those two guys would know.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much it.
They seem pretty comfortable in that bar.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, they looked at me like, oh, it's not that great. They looked at me like, as soon as I said, how's the lockdown party? They're like, it's not really that great. And I was like, fuck,
it's just
guys.
A bunch of all the same guys who have fucked each other looking to fuck random strangers.
Exactly. And then he looks at me and he goes, oh, well, one time we did put the vinyl pool table cover on and covered it an entire bottle of lube and slid this kid around, the kid being the 30-year-old guy, and slid the 30-year-old guy around on his back naked on the pool table, so...
Holy shit.
So are you going back or what?
Fuck, I might, but again, I'm not touching anything. I'm way too germphobic for that kind of shit.
Yeah, I think it's
they were both
be
cuter
like
when I thought I couldn't have them.
Another 20 years until I go back inside that place again.
Dude, that was a bit much. Wow. I'm giving Felix a ride home at the end of that, and Felix is so cute. He's like, that was really upsetting. And he kept trying to make the guys. The guy had a decent sized penis, and he kept being all, that was maybe like only 6 inches. I'm all, what the fuck? Were you looking at the same dick I was? Because that was not 6 inches.
So wait, Felix was traumatized for this outing?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. Only because.
This is a lot.
And it was because of the forwardness of the guy with Rory's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made us all uncomfortable.
Yeah, Felix is not
well,
turned
yeah,
on by
and
sexual
that,
assault.
And one detail I'm not real thrilled about either. Because, no, that escaped my attention entirely. I would have gotten a lot more angry about evening had I noticed that happening.
Is the name of this episode Dutch Rudder?
That is a little bit like what Carson and I are doing musically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an awkward hand job.
Yeah, we're like holding our own
forced,
dicks and then each other's elbows.
Mm.
That's all you had to say, Norwegian.
Norwegian bucket. What was it called?
Norwegian bucket.
All right. Well, on this wonderful fine note, I got to get out of here. These guys got to play another song.
But thank you for a wonderful time, Nick. That was a great.
You're welcome.
That
was. We went back to the Pepper Mill to finish the date. We me Penny, Adam,
and Mikey and Brian went all back to the Peppermill, stayed up all night.
Oh, we were going to do that, but
delirious
then we
got the next day.
We got out to the car and Diana puked in her hands.
That's awesome.
And that was that's how our date ended.
Nobody
she puked
made
in her
it
hands,
back. So.
The hands that had been on that guy's dick.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm glad we left early, honestly.
Yeah, you missed a lot of great times.
Yeah. I'm glad nobody forced my wife to give them a hand job. At the
you would have yeah, no, Rick, like, really, really, you should have maybe left that part out. Because otherwise, I would have gone to jail that night had I known about it.
Yeah.
You were standing right there. It was real. It was real. Like, she was like, oh, what? I didn't even see the look on her face. It was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
She was super drunk.
Yeah, but, yeah, I know. And that's why I would have probably ended. I was too. I would have ended up. Yeah.
Well, luckily, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's too bad what happened, but it
yeah,
was
so
worse
let's, like,
you made
let's
it worse.
Never
I thought we were having
again.
Just innocent fun, but oh my God.
Yeah, that was, that's not
it
cool.
It was mortifying.
Let's yeah, never speak of it again, okay?
Deal.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, on that.
Wait.
Is that our next show will be sponsored by Carl's.
We are looking for a sponsor, Carl's.
Carl's Noise Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this has been another fantastic episode of the Worst Little Podcast. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Josh Martin, Michelle Bell, and all of our fantastic guests, I'd just like to let you know that life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Dutch Rudder.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
at birth had I thought you would even entertain such an idea.
Dog Water Studios. Sorry.
Where did you meet those awful people?
State of the art is for fags.
What are fags?